And good day to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is about the idea of chaos. What is its purpose on earth? Is it sourced from the divine? Is it something for you to try to manage, or is it a gift? We love this question, and we thank you always for your questions. The idea of chaos, we will say, terrorizes the ego. The ego is all about control and keeping things contained and safe in the ego's frame of mind. Safe, secure, to keep you from harm. This is its primary mantra, and it is, as we have spoken before, all based on fear. So, as you can imagine, when the ego is bumped up against chaos, it spins around, it whirls around, and it is disturbed to the utmost because it believes that it is at long last not in control. So this is an added dimension when you experience what is called chaos. It is twofold. One, it is the ego responding to its frightful position, losing control. And two, your assignment that whatever is going on is not right or is out of control, and that the chaos again is whirling you around and you are spinning out of control. Chaos has its role. It has its divine role on the earth plane. And it is for many reasons often. It is to break up things that are encrusted or need to be dismantled. And so, like a big gust of wind, it comes in a tornado, in full force. It also can be emotional chaos, where things are feeling quite disturbing to you, and you feel chaos or the turbulence. And it is a time for you to take a deep breath and to sit down, metaphorically, we will say, and ask some questions. What is going on here? What is the truth here in this situation? The highest and best truth is what you are asking for. And always to breathe deeply, because often the idea of chaos and the experience is a physical sensation as well. So when you face something that you believe is chaotic, you will want to pause again. And in your mind's eye, step back from the quote chaos. We know this is difficult because the chaos often has arms like an octopus and would want to grab you and grab you again and grab you again. But you are the one here who has the choice, dear ones. So breathe deeply and take a big step back. It requires discipline. It requires consciousness and awareness. And you have all of these things, all of these things. As you step back, you're asking the questions. What is the highest and best truth here? What is it that I am to do here? And is there a purpose for this chaos, perceived chaos, and what is it? As you are asking these questions, you are asking God, Divine Source, for the answers, and your spirit as well because your spirit is like a ray of light from the sun, a ray of light from God, divine source. And the answer will come tenderly, softly, immediately, clearly. And then you will see it as it is. The, quote, disturbance or chaos may actually be another individual's drama, and they are trying to get you into the drama, to assign a role to you in the play, so to speak. So you will help them or minimize the situation or be a helpmate or even a blessing, as they may be asking. But those requests to be a blessing, to play a role in another's scenario, all must be guided by God and your spirit. A personal request will only draw you in at the personal level, and you will not have then the resources of the infinite God that is your father, mother, that is your source. And we know that is what you want to bring to life and to your world and to anyone in your world. Chaos has a great role in deconstructing and disturbing the status quo, or the, quote, tried and true, the traditional, those things that have worked in the past and may not serve life in the future. So we ask you to take a different view of this word and of this outpicturing or this scene. When you see something or experience something and the thought comes to your mind, this is chaotic, this is chaos, we suggest that you do what we have described earlier in this session: to pause, step back, take a breath, ask God and your spirit for guidance, and then to take action on the guidance. It is that simple. Not to be afraid of chaos, not to be running away from it or wishing that it would never happen. So the word has much fire to it, we will say. People do not like it. They wish it to go away and never to happen. But we ask you to see the whole picture here and what its role, its purity, and its role is in your life and on the earth plane in this time. It is what you have seen in the past, we will say, year or year and a half or even two, that word, and yet you can see the great blessings and the increase of light on the planet that have come from this, quote, chaos. It has been a blessing, and it is a blessing. If you have more questions on this idea, we ask you to go ahead and send in a follow-up question. We thank you always for your love and for your service and for your role, each of you, on planet Earth in this time frame. You are guardians of the light, guardians of the earth, guardians of all of life on earth. You are God manifested on earth. Live this way. Allow this divine intention to flow through you and overflow from your life into the world. Our blessings are upon you. and our love is with you always. Namaste.